Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners, where we talk Super Rugby semi-finals, and it's longer than the Sharks press conference. Tonga, the Lions were lucky to win.
Yeah, the Lions were lucky to win. I almost called it right. They left a lot of points on the field. Elton didn't have a great game. I guess they got the result at the end of the day.
The Lions faced the Hurricanes this week, the team that put 50 on them last year, because everybody's been talking they haven't faced New Zealand team. Can they beat the New Zealand team? I think they'll be up for the intensity. They know what they expect.
No, I won't. No, I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pessimist.
These guys are the defending champions. We should not underestimate how good this Hurricanes team is. It's well organized, both on defense and on attack. There's a reason why they came to Ellis Park and put 50 on a very good Lions team, whose intensity was a lot better than the Lions have been this season. I honestly do not see the Lions beating the Lions.
On the counter, though, I'm going to say that they're a year older, they're a year wiser. John Mitchell said it as well. The New Zealand teams are maybe underestimating the emotional attachment to Johan Ackerman leaving. So I don't think they're going to be as bad as last year. And I think with a full stadium behind them, a lot going for them, I think they can really play the Hurricanes off their feet. But they're going to have to be good.
The level of intensity that they need to lift, you're talking about two or three gears. That's how far back they are. Compare the level of play of the Hurricanes to the Sharks. Big
saying that, but saying that, the Sharks came to spoil. They came to keep the scoreline low. And it worked for them. They disrupted the Lions at the breakdown. That's what the Hurricanes are going to have to try and do. But the Lions, when they go pound for pound, slug it out to the Hurricanes, I think they've got a chance. Elton Yankee's left all those points on the table with a kicking lead.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't do that this week, and if the passes stick, because they may have more than a half dozen chances to score, they're going to have to take those. And they're home, at altitude. And you must never underestimate the travel factor at this stage of the competition. So my call is Lions victory. It's going to be difficult, but if they play well, they'll win.
Don't say that.
Next. So the second Sydney final, that's the one where I think the travel factor is going to play a huge part. The Chiefs won at Newlands against the Stormers, but they've got to go all the way back to New Zealand now, and I think the Crusaders waiting at home. The guys won't be scared of each other, but the travel factor is going to be the difference.
Yeah, look, the Chiefs will always make a game out of it, just like the Highlanders did last weekend. There'll be a lot of heart, the skill factor will be involved, because it's two New Zealand sides at their best, but Crusaders team is a wild job. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they are sound. They are clinical on attack. They know when to up the tempo in a match. They pace themselves so well. I think Crusaders will be in the final. And
well, I think they deserve to be in the final. They were probably one of the best teams in the league as well. And I think that's the one nice thing, is the four semi-finals are all the best teams in the competition for me. If it was a Crusaders-Lions final, I think we'd all be very happy here in South Africa. I think the Chiefs, the only thing also that I can say with them is they've also got a coach who's leaving, Dave Rennie, at the end of the season. And that might play in their favour as well. But it's a long haul coming back from Cape Town, Joburg, Sydney, Christchurch. That's a long haul to go back in 1 week. But saying that, my final prediction would be Lions Crusaders at Ellis Park.
Crusaders?
All these games are live on Supersport this week and on the DStv Now app. And there's, of course, a whole round of Curry Cup action as well to look forward to. Some big high-scoring games. We'll see you next week when we'll know who the Super Rugby finalists are and if the Lions have met their moment of truth.